Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin Wassalatu wassalamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, begin reading the author he mentioned rahimahullahu ta'ala babu akhlaqi man qara'a al-Qur'an la yuridu bihi Allah azza wa jal la yuridu bihi Allah azza wa jal. The chapter on the character of those who recite the Qur'an without seeking Allah's pleasure, in those who learn and study the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, yet they are insincere and they do not do that for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They have traits and characteristics that they are known by, and they are from the worst and most lowly of traits, waliyadu billah. So we just read what the author he mentions here, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and then maybe we come back with some individual benefits on specific points, but I think the point will be clear if we just read what he mentions, rahimahullah. He says, قَالَ مُحَمَّدْ ابْنُ الْحُسَيْنِ فَأَمَّا مَنْ قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ لِلدُّنْيَا وَلِأَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ مِنْ أَخْلَاقِهِ أَنْ يَكُونَ حَافِظًا لِحُرُوفِ الْقُرْآنِ مُضَيِّعًا لِحُدُودِهِ فَإِنَّ مِنْ أَخْلَاقِهِ أَنْ يَكُونَ حَافِظًا لِحُرُوفِ الْقُرْآنِ مُضَيِّعًا لِحُدُودِهِ مُتَعَظِّمًا فِي نَفْسِهِ مُتَكَبِّرًا عَلَى غَيْرِهِ قَدْ اتَّخَذَ الْقُرْآنَ بِضَاعَةً يَتَآكَلُ بِهِ الْأَغْنِيَاءَ وَيَسْتَقْضِي بِهِ الْحَوَائِجِ. Muhammad ibn al-Husayn, may Allah have mercy on him, he said, as for those who recite the Qur'an for worldly gains, the favor of the people in this world, among their characteristics is that they memorize the words of the Qur'an with neglecting its limits. They memorize the words of the Qur'an while neglecting its limits. They are self-conceited and arrogant towards others, treating the Qur'an as a commodity by which they seek to gain favors from the wealthy and fulfill their worldly needs. يُعَظِّمُ أَبْنَاءَ الدُّنْيَا وَيُحَقِّرُ الْفُقَرَىٰ إِنْ عَلَّمَ الْغَنِيَّ رَفَقَ بِهِ طَمَأً فِي دُنْيَاهُ وَإِنْ عَلَّمَ الْفَقِيرَ زَجَرَهُ وَعَنَّفَ لِأَنَّهُ لَا الدُّنْيَا لَهُ يُطْمَعُ فِيهَا يَسْتَخْدِمُ بِهِ الْفُقَرَاءَ وَيَتِيهُ بِهِ عَلَى الْأَغْنِيَاءِ. Such individuals glorify the people of this world while belittling the poor. Glorify the people of this world, yani the wealthy people. The wealthy people. The people of status and rank while belittling the poor. If they teach a wealthy person, they treat him gently out of desire for his wealth. But if they teach a poor person, they rebuke and scold him because they do not expect any material gain from him. They exploit the poor for their own service and boast before the rich about their knowledge of the Qur'an. About their knowledge of the Qur'an. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. These people here, they should be people of the Qur'an and they should serve al-Islam and its people. But instead they use al-Islam and its people to serve them. To serve them. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. The people of knowledge, they say, فَارْكُمْ بَيْنَ مَنْ يَخْدِمُ الْإِسْلَامُ وَمَنْ يَسْتَخْدِمُ الْإِسْلَامُ. There's a great difference between the one who serves al-Islam, and he with his efforts and his life and his wealth and his knowledge and his status, and from those who use al-Islam to serve themselves, waliyadhu billah. So this is an example of this person, and these are some of his traits. He said, إِنْ كَانَ حَسَنَ صَوْتِ أَحَبَّ أَنْ يَقْرَأَ لِلْمُلُوكِ وَيُصَلِّيَ بِهِمْ وَيُصَلِّيَ بِهِمْ طَمَعًا فِي دُنْيَاهُمْ وَإِنْ سَأَلَهُ الْفُقَرَى الصَّلَاةَ بِهِمْ ثَقُلَ ذَلِكَ عَلَيْهِ لِقِلَّةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ إِنَّمَا طَلَبُهُ الدُّنْيَا حَيْثُ كَانَتْ رَبَضَ عِنْدَهَا. If they possess a pleasant voice, they prefer to recite before the kings and lead them in prayer in pursuit of worldly rewards. However, if the poor request them to lead the prayer, they find it burdensome due to the lack of material benefit. Their pursuit is solely for worldly gain, wherever it may be found. يَفْخَرُ عَلَى النَّاسِ بِالْقُرْآنِ وَيَحْتَجُّ عَلَى مَنْ دُونَهُ فِي الْحِفْظِ بِفَضْلِ مَا مَعَهُ مِنَ الْقِرَاءَاتِ وَزِيَادَةِ الْمَعْرِفَةِ بِالْغَرِيبِ مِنَ الْقِرَاءَاتِ أَلَّتِي لَوْ عَقَلَ لَعَلِمَ أَنَّهُ يَجِبُ عَلَيْهِ أَلَّا يَقْرَأَ بِهَا فَتَرَاهُ تَاهِيًا مُتَكَبِّرًا. They take pride in their recitation of the Qur'an, using it as a means to assert superiority over others. They challenge those who have less memorization by boasting of their knowledge of rare and obscure recitations, recitations that if they truly understood, they would know are better left unrecited. You see them walking arrogantly, full of pride and self-importance. كثير الكلام بغير تمييز يعيب كل من لم يحفظ بحفظه ومن علم أنه يحفظ كحفظه طلب عيبه متكبرا في جلسته متعاظما في تعليمه لغيره ليس للخشوع في قلبه موضع. He speaks excessively without discernment, criticizing anyone who does not memorize as he does. If he finds someone who matches his level of memorization, he seeks to find fault with him. He sits arrogantly, exalting himself in his teaching without a trace of humility in his heart. كثير الضحك والخوض فيما لا يعنيه يشتغل عن من يأخذ عليه بحديث من جالسه هو في استماع حديث جليسه أصغى منه إلى استماع من يجب عليه أن يستمع له يوري أنه لم يستمع حافظا فهو إلى كلام الناس أشهى منه إلى كلام الرب عز وجل. He laughs excessively and engages in idle talk that does not concern him. Rather than focusing on the one he is teaching, he is more interested in the conversation of those around him. He is more attentive to the words of his companions than to the words of the one he should be listening to. He pretends not to be listening while keeping the information in memory. He is more inclined to hear the words of people than the words of the Lord the Almighty. لا يخشى عند استماع القرآن ولا يبكي ولا يحزن ولا يأخذ نفسه بالفكر فيما يترى عليه وقد ندب إلى ذلك راغب في الدنيا وما قرب منها لها يغضب ويرضى إن قصر رجل في حقه قال أهل القرآن لا يقصر في حقوقهم أهل القرآن تقضى حوائجهم. He does not show reverence when listening to the Quran, nor does he weep or feel sorrow. He does not contemplate what is recited to him, even though he has been encouraged to do so. His desires are set upon worldly gains and what brings him closer to them. His anger and satisfaction are tied to worldly matters. If someone falls short in fulfilling his rights, he says, the people of the Quran should not be denied their rights. The needs of the people of the Quran must be fulfilled. يستقضي من الناس حق نفسه ولا يستقضي من نفسه ما لله عليه. يغضب على غيره زعم لله ولا يغضب على نفسه لله. He demands his personal rights from others but does not hold himself accountable for the rights he owes to Allah. He claims to be angered for the sake of Allah, yet he does not become angry at himself for the sake of Allah. لا يبالي من أين اكتسب من حرام أو من حلال قد عظمت الدنيا في قلبه إن فاته منها شيء لا يحل له أخذه حزنا على فوته. He does not care about the source of his wealth, whether it is lawful or unlawful. The world has taken a great place in his heart. If he misses out on something from it, even if it is something that is not permissible for him to take, he grieves over its loss. He grieves over its loss. لا يتأدب بأدب القرآن ولا يزجر نفسه عن الوعد والوعيد لاهن غافل عما يتلو أو يتلى عليه همته حفظ الحروف إن أخطأ في حرف ساءه ذلك لألا ينقص جاه عند المخلوقين فتنقص رتبته عندهم فتراه محزونا مغموما بذلك وما قد ضيعه فيما بينه وبين الله مما أمر به القرآن أو نهى عنه غير مكترث به. He does not discipline himself with the etiquette of the Quran, nor does he admonish himself regarding its promises and warnings. He is heedless and distracted, whether in his recitation or when listening to it. His main concern is the mere memorization of letters. If he makes a mistake in one single letter, he becomes deeply troubled, not out of fear of Allah, but rather out of concern for losing his status among people and diminishing his rank in their eyes. Thus, he is distressed over such mistakes, yet he is completely indifferent to what he has neglected in his relationship with Allah, whether it be commands he has failed to uphold or prohibitions he has violated. أخلاقه في كثير من أموره أخلاق الجهال الذين لا يعلمون لا يأخذ نفسه بالعمل بما أوجب عليه القرآن إذ سمع الله عز وجل قال وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. His character in many matters resembles the character of the ignorant who lack knowledge. He does not compel himself to act upon the Quran. He does not compel himself to act upon what the Quran has obligated him to do, despite hearing Allah the Almighty say, and whatever the Messenger gives you, take it, and whatever he forbids you, abstain from it. فَكَانَ مِنَ الْوَاجِبِ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يُلْزِمَ نَفْسَهُ طَلَبَ الْعِلْمِ لِمَعْرِفَةِ مَا نَهَى عَنْهُ الرَّسُولُ صلى الله عليه وسلم فَيَنْتَهِيَ عَنْهُ قَلِيلُ النَّظَرِ فِي الْعِلْمِ الَّذِي هُوَ وَاجِبٌ عَلَيْهِ فِيمَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ كثير النظر في العلم الذي يتزين به عند أهل الدنيا ليكرموه بذلك. Thus it was obligatory upon him to compel himself to seek knowledge in order to understand what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade so that he might avoid it. However, he pays little attention to the knowledge that is necessary for his relationship with Allah. While he focuses excessively on the knowledge that will earn him admiration among the people of the world so that they may honor him for it. Seeking knowledge heedlessly, following his desires in a manner that will bring him status in this life, not seeking knowledge in a manner that will draw him near to Allah Azza wa Jalla. قليل المعرفة بالحلال والحرام الذي ندبه الله إليه ثم رسوله ليأخذ الحلال بعلم ويترك الحرام بعلم لا يرغب بمعرفة علم النعم ولا في علم الشكر المنعم. He possesses little understanding of what is lawful and unlawful, knowledge that Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have urged him to acquire, so that he may take the lawful with knowledge and abandon the unlawful with knowledge. He has no desire to learn about the blessings of Allah, nor does he seek knowledge on how to show gratitude to the bestower. تلاوته للقرآن تدل على كبر في نفسه وتزين عند السامعين منه ليس له خشوع فيظهر على جوارحه ليس له خشوع فيظهر على جوارحه. إذا درس القرآن أو درسه عليه غيره همته متى يقطع ليس همته متى يفهم. لا يتفكر عند تلاوة بضروب أمثال القرآن ولا يقف عند الوعد والوعيد. His recitation of the Quran reflects arrogance within himself and an attempt to impress those who listen to him. There is no humility in his heart that manifests in his limbs. When he teaches the Quran or when others study under him, his concern is merely to complete the lesson, not to understand its meanings. He does not reflect upon the various parables of the Quran, nor does he pause at its promises and warnings. يَأْخُذُ نَفْسُهُ بِرِضَى الْمَخْلُوقِينَ وَلَا يُبَالِي بِسَخَطِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He seeks only the approval of people while he is indifferent to the displeasure of the Lord of the Worlds. يُحِبُّ أَنْ يُعْرَفَ بِكَثْرَةِ الدَّرْسِ وَيُذْهِرُ خَتْمَهُ لِلْقُرْآنِ لِيَحْظَى عِنْدَهُمْ قَدْ فَتَنَهُ حُسْنُ ثَنَاءِ مَنْ جَهِلَهُ يَفْرَحُ بِمَدْحِ الْبَاطِلِ وَأَعْمَالُهُ أَعْمَالُ أَهْلِ الْجَهْلِ يَتَّبِعُ هَوَاهُ فِيمَا تُحِبُّ نَفْسُهُ غَيْرُ مُتَصَفِّحٍ لِمَا ذَكَرَهُ الْقُرْآنُ عَنْهُ. He loves to be recognized for his frequent study, for frequent, often classes, and takes pride in completing the recitation of the Quran publicly so that he may gain status among the people. He has been deceived by the praise of those who are ignorant of his reality, rejoicing in false flattery, while his deeds are like those of the ignorant. He follows his desires and what his soul craves without examining what the Quran has mentioned about such matters. إن كان ممن يقرئ غضب على من قرأ على غيره غضب على من قرأ على غيره إن ذكر عنده رجل من أهل القرآن بالصلاح كره ذلك وإن ذكر عنده بمكروه سره ذلك يسخر بمن دونه ويحمز بمن فوقه يتتبع عيوب أهل القرآن ليضع منهم ليرفع من نفسه يتمنى أن يخطئ غيره ويكون هو المصيب. If he is someone who teaches the Quran, he becomes angry when others learn from someone besides him. If a righteous person from the people of the Quran is mentioned in his presence, he dislikes it. And if that person is spoken of with criticism, he is pleased. He mocks those beneath and he belittles those above him. He seeks out the faults of the people of the Quran, not to advise them, but to lower their status and elevate himself. He hopes for others to make mistakes so that he alone will appear correct. So that he alone will appear as the one correct. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هَذِهِ صِفَتَهُ فَقَدْ تَعَرَّضَ لِسَّخَطِ مَوْلَاهُ الْكَرِيمُ وَأَعْظَمُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ إِنْ أَظْهَرَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ شِعَارَ الصَّالِحِينَ بِتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ وَقَدْ ضَيَّأَ فِي الْبَاطِنِ مَا يَجِبُ لِلَّهِ وَرَكِبَ مَا نَهَاهُ عَنْهُ مَوْلَاهُ كُلُّ ذَلِكَ بِحُبِّ الرِّيَاسَةِ وَالْمَيْلِ إِلَى الدُّنْيَا قَدْ فَتَنَهُ الْعُجْبُ بِحِفْظِ الْقُرْآنِ وَالْإِشَارَةِ إِلَيْهِ بِالْأَصَابِعِ. Whoever possesses these traits has exposed himself to the wrath of his most gracious Lord. Even worse, if he outwardly displays the image of righteousness by reciting the Quran while internally neglecting what is due to Allah and committing what his Lord has forbidden, all due to his love of leadership and worldly inclination, then this affliction is even greater. He has been deluded by his own self-admiration for memorizing the Quran and being pointed at by the people with recognition. إن مرض أحد من أبناء الدنيا أو ملوكها فسأله أن يختم عليه سارع إليه وسر بذلك وإن مرض الفقير المستور فسأله أن يختم عليه ثقل ذلك عليه يحفظ القرآن ويتلوه بلسانه وقد ضيع الكثير من أحكامه. If someone from the people of the world or from among his kings falls ill and asks him to recite the Quran for him, he rushes to fulfill it and is pleased to do so. But if a poor, modest person falls ill and asks him to recite the Quran for him, he finds it burdensome. He memorizes the Quran and recites it with his tongue, yet he neglects many of its rulings. أخلاقه أخلاق الجهال. His character is that of the ignorant. أخلاقه أخلاق الجهال. His character is that of the ignorant. إن أكل فبغير علم وإن شرب فبغير علم وإن لبس فبغير علم وإن جامع أهله فبغير علم وإن نام فبغير علم وإن صحب أقواما أو زارهم أو سلم عليهم أو استأذن عليهم فجميع ذلك يجري بغير علم من كتاب أو سنة وغيره ممن يحفظ جزءا من القرآن مطالب لنفسه بما أوجب الله عليه من علم أداء فرائضه واجتناب محارمه وإن كان لا يؤبه له ولا يشار إليه بالأصابع. His character is that of the ignorant. If he eats, he does so without knowledge. If he drinks, he does so without knowledge. If he dresses, he does so without knowledge. If he has relations with his wife, he does so without knowledge. If he sleeps, he does so without knowledge. If he keeps company with people, visits them, greets them, or seeks permission to enter upon them, all of that happens without knowledge from the book or the sunnah. Meanwhile, another person who has memorized only a portion of the Quran holds himself accountable for fulfilling the obligations that Allah has commanded and avoiding his prohibitions, even if he is not recognized or pointed out by others. Meaning this person, he is the one who is truly the person of the Quran. Even if he did not memorize in that manner. قال محمد بن الحسين رحمه الله فمن كانت هذه أخلاقه صار فتنة لكل مفتون لأنه إذا عمل بالأخلاق التي لا تحسن بمثله اقتدى به الجهال فإذا عيب الجاهل قال فلان الحامل لكتاب الله فعل هذا فنحن أولى أن نفعله. Muhammad ibn al-Husayn, he said, rahimahullah, whoever possesses such blameworthy traits becomes a source of trial for the misguided. For when he behaves in a way unbefitting of someone who carries the book of Allah, the ignorant take him as an example. If a common person is criticized for his wrongdoing, he justifies himself by saying, so-and-so, the carrier of the Quran, the carrier of the book of Allah, he did the same thing. He does it. So we are more deserving of doing it. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هَذِهِ حَالَهُ فَقَدْ تَعَرَّضَ لِعَظِيمٍ وَثَبَتَ عَلَيْهِ الْحُجَّةِ وَلَا عُذْرَ لَهُ إِلَّا أَنْ يَتُوبُ وَإِنَّمَا حَدَانِي عَلَى مَا بَيَّنْتُ مِنْ قَبِيحِ هَذِهِ الْأَخْلَاقِ نَصِيحَةً مِنِّي لِأَهْلِ الْقُرْآنِ لِيَتَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ الشَّرِيفَةِ تَجَانَبُوا الْأَخْلَاقَ الدَّنِيئَةَ وَاللَّهُ يُوَفِّقُنَا وَإِيَّاهُمْ لِلرَّشَادِ وَاللَّهُ يُوَفِّقُنَا وَإِيَّاهُمْ لِلرَّشَادِ. Whoever is in such a condition has exposed himself to grave danger, and the proof against him has been established. He has no excuse except to repent. The reason for my detailing these blameworthy traits is my sincere advice to the people of the Qur'an, that they may adopt noble manners and avoid disgraceful ones. May Allah grant us and them success and righteousness. He says, rahimahullah, وَعْلَمُوا رَحِمَكُمَ اللَّهُ أَنِّي قَدْ رَوَيْتُ فِيمَا ذَكَرْتُ أَخْبَارًا تَدُلُّ عَلَى مَا كَرِهْتُهُ لِأَهْلِ الْقُرْآنِ فَأَنَا أَذْكُرُ مِنْهَا مَا حَضَرَنِي لِيَكُونَ النَّاذِرُ فِي كِتَابِنَا يَنْصَحُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ تِلَاوَتِهِ لِلْقُرْآنِ وَيُلْزِمُ نَفْسَهُ الْوَاجِبَ وَاللَّهُ الْمُوَفِّقُ. No, may Allah have mercy on you that I have narrated reports demonstrating the matters I have criticized among the people of the Quran. I will mention some of them here so that those who read my book may advise themselves upon reciting the Quran, hold themselves accountable for fulfilling their obligations, and strive to align themselves with what is required. And Allah is the grantor of success. عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه أنه قال لقد أتى علينا حين وما نرى أن أحدا يتعلم القرآن يريد به إلا الله فلما كان هاهنا بآخرة خشيت أن رجالا يتعلمونه يريدون به الناس وما عندهم فأريد الله بقرآنكم وأعمالكم. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, he said, there was a time when we did not think that anyone would learn the Qur'an except for the sake of Allah. But now I fear that there are men who will learn it to seek the favor of the people and what they possess. So seek Allah alone by your recitation and your deeds. So seek Allah alone by your recitations and your deeds. He said radiyallahu anhu, وَإِنَّا كُنَّا نَعْرِفُكُمْ إِذْ فِينَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ وَإِذْ يَنْزِلُ الْوَحْيُ وَإِذْ يَنْزِلُ الْوَحْيُ وَإِذْ يُنْبِئُنَ اللَّهُ مِنْ أَخْبَارِكُمْ فَأَمَّا الْيَوْمَ فَقَدْ مَضَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ وَانْقَطَعَ الْوَحْيُ وَإِنَّمَا أَعْرِفُكُمْ بِمَا أَقُولُ مَنْ أَعْلَمَ خَيْرًا أَجَبْنَاهُ عَلَيْهِ وَظَنَّنَّا بِهِ خَيْرًا وَمَنْ أَظْهَرَ شَرًّا بَغَضْنَاهُ وَظَنَّنَّا بِهِ شَرًّا سَرَائِرُكُمْ فِي مَا بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. We used to recognize you, meaning your sincerity, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was among us and when revelation was descending, and Allah would inform us about your affairs. But today the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away and the revelation has ceased. Now I only recognize you by what is apparent. Whoever openly displays goodness, we accept that from him and assume good about him. And whoever shows evil, we dislike him and assume evil of him. As for your secrets, they are between you and Allah the Mighty and Majestic. قال محمد ابن الحسين فإذا كان عمر ابن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قد خاف على قوم قرأوا القرآن في ذلك الوقت بدراهم إلى الدنيا فما ظنك بهم اليوم؟ وقال أخبرنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنه يكون أقوام يقرؤون القرآن يقيمونه كما يقيمون القدح يتعجلونه ولا يتأجلونه يطلبون به عاجلة الدنيا ولا يطلبون الآخرة. Muhammad ibn Hussein, he said, so if Umar ibn al-Khattab, he feared for a people in his time who are reading the Quran, being inclined toward the world for mere dirhams, money, cash, currency, then what do you think of their state today? While the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed us, there will come people who recite the Quran, establishing it, meaning reciting it fluently and precisely, just as an arrow is straightened, seeking to hasten its reward and not delay it. Any meaning wanting immediate worldly gains, pursuing by it the pleasures of this world and not seeking by it the hereafter. عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه أنه قال خرج علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ونحن نقرأ القرآن وفينا العجمي والأعرابي قال فاستمع فقال اقرأوا فكل حسن سيأتي قوم يقيمونه كما يقيمون القدح يتعجلونه ولا يتأجلونه. On the authority of جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما, who said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out to us while we were reciting the Quran. Among us were non-Arabs and Bedouins, and he desert Arab. He listened to us and said, recite, for all of you are doing well. There will come a people who will straighten it, and the Quran as one straightens an arrow shaft, meaning they will recite it precisely, with no mistakes. They will hasten its rewards and not defer it, meaning they will seek the immediate gain of this worldly life. And Sahal ibn Sa'd al-Sa'di radiallahu anhu anhu qal, بينما نحن نقترئ إذ خرج علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال الحمد لله كتاب الله واحد وفيكم الأخيار وفيكم الأحمر والأسود اقرأوا القرآن قبل أن يأتي أقوام يقرؤونه يقيمون حروفه كما يقام السهم لا يجاوز تراقيهم يتعجلون أجره ولا يتأجلونه. It's narrated by Sahal ibn Sa'd al-Sa'di radiyallahu anhu, he said, while we were reciting the Quran, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out to us and said, all praise and thanks are due to Allah. The book of Allah is one. Among you are the righteous and among you are the red and the black. Recite the Quran before there come people who recite it straightening its letters like an arrow was straightened. But it does not go beyond their collar bones. It doesn't go beyond their throats. Meaning it doesn't seek into their hearts. They seek its reward in haste and do not delay it. Any for the hereafter. For the hereafter. عن العباس بن عبد المطلب رضي الله عنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يظهر هذا الدين حتى يجاوز البحار وحتى يخاض بالخيل في سبيل الله ثم يأتي قوم يقرؤون القرآن فإذا قرأوه قالوا قد قرأنا القرآن فمن أقرأ منا فمن أقرأ منا فمن أعلم منا ثم التفت إلى أصحابه فقال هل ترون في أولئك من خير؟ قالوا لا. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أولئك منكم وأولئك من هذه الأمة وأولئك هم وقود النار. Narrated by Al-Abbas ibn Abd al-Muttalib رضي الله عنه. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, this religion will prevail until it crosses the seas, and horses will be ridden in the path of Allah. Horses and steeds of war will be ridden in the path of Allah. Then there will come people who recite the Quran, and when they have recited it, they will say, we have recited the Quran. Who is more proficient in recitation than us? Who is more proficient in recitation than us? Who has more knowledge than us? Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to his companions and said, do you see any good in such people? And they replied, no. He said, those are from among you, from this ummah, and they are the fuel of the fire. And they are the fuel of the fire. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أنه قال كنا صدر هذه الأمة وكان الرجل من خيار أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما معه إلا سورة من القرآن أو شبه ذلك وكان القرآن ثقيلا عليهم ورزقوا العمل به وإن آخر هذه الأمة يخفف عليهم القرآن حتى يقرأه الصبي والعجمي فلا يعملون به. Narrated by Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, we were the first of this ummah, and a man from among the best of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have with him only a surah from the Quran or something similar. The Quran was heavy upon them, meaning they took it very seriously, but they were granted the ability to act upon it. But the last of this ummah will have the Quran made light for them until even a child and a non-Arab will recite it fluently, yet they will not act upon it. Yet they will not act upon it. And Ata' ibn Sa'ib qala kana Abu Abdurrahman yuqri'una faqala yawman qala Abdullah ibn Mas'ud qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam la yurattilu hadha al-Qur'an qawmun yashrabunahu kama yashrabu al-ma'u la yujawizu taraqiyahum. It's narrated by Ata' ibn Sa'ib that Abu Abdurrahman yani As-Sulami rahimahullah used to teach us the Quran. And one day he said, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will come a people who recite the Quran with measured tones, drinking it like water. Drinking it like water. And it's just going down smooth, like water. But it will not go beyond their collarbones, meaning it will not reach their hearts. وعن الحسن أنه قال إن هذا القرآن قد قرأه عبيد وصبيان لا علم لهم بتأويله ولم يتأولوا الأمر من أوله قال الله عز وجل كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليتدبروا آياته وما تدبر آياته إلا اتباعه والله يعلم أما والله ما هو بحفظ حروفه وإضاعة حدوده حتى إن أحدهم ليقول قد قرأت القرآن كله فما أسقط منه حرفا وقد والله أسقطه كله ما ترى القرآن له في خلق ولا عمل حتى إن أحدهم ليقول إني لأقرأ السورة في نفس واحد والله ما هؤلاء بالقراء ولا الحكماء ولا الورعاء متى كانت القراء تقول مثل هذا لا أكثر الله في الناس مثل هؤلاء. الحسن he said رحمه الله حسن البصري, indeed, this Qur'an has been recited by slaves and children who have no knowledge of its interpretation, and they have not understood its command from the beginning.
Allah the Almighty, He said, "This is a book we have sent down to you full of blessings so that they may ponder over its verses." And pondering over its verses means nothing but following it. And Allah knows best. By Allah, it is not merely preserving its letters while neglecting its limits, its commandments and prohibitions, to the point that one of them may say, "I have recited the entire Quran without dropping a single letter." Yet by Allah, he has dropped it entirety. Yet by Allah, he has dropped it all in entirety, because you do not see the Quran having any impact on his behavior or actions. One of them might even say, "I can recite a whole surah in a single breath." By Allah, these are neither the true reciters nor are they wise or pious. Since when did the true reciters say things like this? May Allah not increase the likes of these people among mankind. May Allah not increase the likes of these people among mankind. When Mujahid, في قول الله عز وجل يتلونه حق تلاوته قال يعملون به حق عمله. And from Mujahid, regarding the verse, they recite it as it deserves to be recited, he said, they act upon it as it deserves to be acted upon. قال عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه ينبغي لحامل القرآن أن يعرف بليله إذا الناس نائمون وبنهاره إذا الناس مفطرون وبورعه إذا الناس يخلطون وبتواضعه إذا الناس يختالون وبحزنه إذا الناس يفرحون وببكائه إذا الناس يضحكون وبصمته إذا الناس يخوضون. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, he said, radiallahu anhu, it befits the carrier of the Quran to be recognized by his night when the people are asleep, and by the night prayer, and by his day in fasting when the people are eating, and by his piety when people are mixing things up, and in his piety, meaning avoiding getting involved in affairs that are unclear, while the people are just getting involved left and right in everything, mixing up in the halal and the haram and not even knowing which one is lawful or unlawful. Which one is lawful or unlawful. By his should be known likewise by his humility when people are boastful, by his sadness when people are joyful, and by his weeping when people are laughing, and by his silence when people are indulging in idle talk. And by his silence when people are indulging in idle talk. SubhanAllah, I just remembered a benefit now from Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala. And we think about him that he's from the people of the Quran, and Allah knows best. And Allah knows best about him, rahimahullah ta'ala. Someone came in the days of Hajj and asked a question. And he said that the person didn't have any hair to shave after he made the rice. He didn't have any hair, he's bald. He's bald, but he had a mustache. So he asked somebody, and they said to him, he said, "What do I do? I don't have any hair. I'm bald." He said, "Shave your mustache." He said, "Shave your mustache." Right? So whenever he brought that, this is the point. Whenever he brought that to Shaykh Ibn Baz, and he asked, and he said, "Well, I asked somebody, and he told me to shave my mustache. What's the ruling, Shaykh?" The Shaykh started crying in tears because of how they belittled the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Like it's nothing, speaking of, just shave your mustache. Like, this is the sacred rites of Hajj. This is the sacred rites of Hajj, you understand? We laugh about that, but somebody like Shaykh Ibn Baz, tears came to his eyes because of how the deen has belittled and because of how great ignorance has taken hold and spread through the ummah. Wallahu al-musta'an. So this is the way of the people of the Quran. By his humility when people are boastful, by his sadness when people are joyful, by his weeping when people are laughing, and by his silence when people are indulging in idle talk, in idle and vain talk. قال محمد ابن حسين هذه الأخبار كلها تدل على ما تقدم ذكرنا له. هذه الأخبار كلها تدل على ما تقدم ذكرنا له من أن أهل القرآن ينبغي أن تكون أخلاقهم مباينة لأخلاق من سواهم. ممن لم يعلم كعلمهم إذا نزلت بهم الشدائد لجأوا إلى الله فيها ولم يلجأوا فيها إلى مخلوق وكان الله أسبق إلى قلوبهم وقد تأدبوا بأدب القرآن والسنة فهم أعلام يهتدى بهم لأنهم خاصة الله وأهله أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون. محمد بن الحسين رحمه الله, he said, "All of these reports clearly indicate what we have previously mentioned, that the people of the Quran ought to have the manners and character distinct from those who do not possess their level of knowledge. Those who do not have the knowledge that they have, their knowledge, if it benefits them, it will make them distinct. and their conduct and their manner and their character and their walk and their dress and their demeanor and their, every aspect of their life. They'll be distinguished. They'll be distinguished. When hardship befalls them, from the first things they're distinguished with is their tawheed, reliance upon Allah. When hardship befalls them, they turn to Allah alone and not to any created being. Some people, when hardship befalls, they run to their mom, they run to their dad, they run to so-and-so. Whenever they some calamity, they run to a person. They run to a person. Their heart goes to a person. They seek refuge and help from that person. When hardship befalls the people of the Quran, they turn to Allah alone and not to any creation. Allah has the foremost place in their hearts. Allah has the foremost, what are they? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The first thing they say, the first thing that comes to their mind, the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, that they're slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The trust and reliance is on Allah Azza wa Jal. Then after that, taking the means and from that, benefiting from one's relatives or brothers and the likes like this, alhamdulillah, this is fine. But the first thing that comes to their mind is their Lord and their reliance upon their Lord at times of calamities and hardships. They have been refined and disciplined by the manners of the Quran and the Sunnah, and thus they are beacons of guidance. They are Allah's chosen ones and His special people. Allah, He says, they are the party of Allah. Verily, the party of Allah, they are the successful ones. And Abdul Samad ibn Yazid, قال سمعت الفضيل ابن إياد يقول ينبغي لحامل القرآن ألا يكون له حاجة إلى أحد من الخلق إلى الخليفة فمن دونه وأن تكون حوائج الخلق إليه. Abdul Samad ibn Yazid, he said, I heard al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, rahimahullah, is saying, it benefits the bearer of the Quran that he should have no need of anyone from among creation, not even the Khalifa or those below him, while the needs of the people should be directed to him. And the people will need him because of his knowledge and his understanding and his guidance and his wisdom. But he will not have need for the people. He'll have need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will have a need for Allah azza wa jal. وقال سمعت الفضيل يقول حامل القرآن حامل راية الإسلام أكبر حامل القرآن حامل راية الإسلام لا ينبغي له أن يلغو مع من يلغو ولا يسهو مع من يسهو ولا يلهو مع من يلهو. And likewise he reported that he heard الفضيل ابن إياد رحمه الله saying the bearer of the Quran is the bearer of the banner of Islam. The bearer of the Quran is the carrier of the banner of Islam. He's carrying the banner of Islam. And he's holding that high. And he meaning that Islam is established so long as he's carrying it properly. So long as he's carrying it properly. It's not befitting for him to engage in vain talk with those who engage in vain talk, nor to be heedless with those who are heedless, nor to indulge in idle amusement with those who do so. قال وسمعت الفضيل يقول إنما أنزل القرآن ليعمل به فاتخذ الناس قراءة عملا أي لي أي ليحل حلاله يحرم حرامه ويقف عند متشابهه. He said, also I heard Al-Fudayl saying that the Quran was only revealed to be acted upon, but people have taken merely its recitation as action. But people have taken merely its recitation as action, meaning true action is to make its halal lawful and its haram unlawful and to stop and what is ambiguous and unclear. وكتب حذيفة المرعشي إلى يوسف ابن أسبالط إلى يوسف ابن أسبالط بلغني أنك بعت دينك بحبتين وقفت على صاحب لبن فقلت بكم هذا فقال هو لك بسدس فقلت لا بثمن فقال هو لك وكان يعرفك اكشف عن رأسك قناع الغافلين وانتبه من راقدة الموت واعلم أنه من قرأ القرآن ثم آثر الدنيا لم آمن أن يكون بآيات الله من المستهزئين. أعوذ بالله. حذيفة المرعشي, he wrote to Yusuf ibn Asbalt, and he, both of them are from the great scholars of hadith. It has reached me that you sold your religion for 2 grains, and you have worldly gain. You stood before a man selling milk and said, how much is this? He replied, 4 1/6, and it's 1/6 of a dirham. So you said, no, for 1/8, and he's going back and forth with him. He said, how much is this? It costs this. No, give it to me for this. Like this, he's trying to will and deal with him and get a cheaper price. Get a cheaper price. So he said, it's yours. It's yours. It's yours for a cheaper price. He agreed. So he agreed and said, it's yours. He recognized who you were. And he only gave you a cheaper price because he is who he is. Because he's who he is. So now he's using his leverage of being who he is to get milk cheaper. To get milk cheaper. You understand? But he's saying here, he recognized who you were. So lift from your head the veil of heedlessness. And he's saying, what you're doing here is selling your religion. That's what he's saying to him, to advise him. So lift your head from the veil of heedlessness and awaken from the slumber of death And know that whoever recites the Quran and then chooses the world instead, I do not feel safe that he might be among those who mock the signs of Allah. قال ميمون بن مهران لو صرح أهل القرآن صرح الناس. And ميمون بن مهران, he said, if the people of the Quran become righteous, the people in general will become righteous, because they're the leaders and the role models. They're the leaders and the role models. But whenever the leaders and the role models are corrupted, or their manners are like themselves, hoodlums and gangsters and the likes like this, or their manners are lowly and foul, then what kind of students do you think they're going to produce? What type of fruits do you think they're going to bring about? What type of vibe is going to have in their masjid, in their society, and wherever they go and wherever they come? We see it in these days, and this is the reason why. And Bashir ibn Abi Amr al-Khawlani, أن الوليد بن قيس حدثه أنه سمع أبا سعيد الخدري يقول سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يكون خلف بعد السنين أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا ثم يكون خلف يقرؤون القرآن لا يعد تراقيهم ويقرأ القرآن ثلاثة مؤمن ومنافق وفاجر. From Bashir ibn Abi Amr al-Khawlani, who narrated that Al-Walid ibn Qais told him that he heard Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu say, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, there will come successors, a generation after years of this ummah, who will neglect their prayer and follow their desires, and they shall meet destruction. Then another group will come who recite the Quran, but it does not go beyond their throats. The Quran will be recited by three types of people: a believer, a hypocrite, and a wicked sinner. فقال بشير فقلت للوليد ما هؤلاء الثلاثة فقال المنافق كافر به والفاجر يتآكل به والمؤمن مؤمن به. Bashir, he said, so I asked Al-Walid, who are these three? Who are these three? He replied, the hypocrite is the one who disbelieves in it. The wicked sinner is the one who seeks worldly gain for it, making a living off of it. And the believer is the one who truly believes in it. عن الحسن قال مررت أنا وعمران بن حسين على رجل يقرأ سورة يوسف فقام عمران يستمع لقراءته فلما فرغ سأل فاسترجع وقال انطلق فإني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من قرأ القرآن فليسأل الله به فإنه سيأتي قوم يقرؤون القرآن يسألون به الناس. Narrated from Al-Hassan, he said, Imran ibn al-Hussein, Imran ibn Hussein, and I passed by a man, Imran ibn Hussein radiallahu anhu, and I passed by a man who was reciting Surah Yusuf. So Imran stood to listen to his recitation. When the man finished, he asked for something, and he began begging. He asked for some wages for reciting for them. So Imran at this time, what did he say? Istarja'a. What does that mean? قَالَ إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. So Imran, he's passing by, radiallahu anhu, he sees the man reciting Surah Yusuf, so he stops and listens to the recitation. Whenever the man's done reciting, he's like, give me some money for my recitation. You stopped and listened to it, like this. So what did he say? إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Indeed, we belong to Allah, and indeed we will return to Him. And this is what you say at time of calamity, time of calamity. Whenever there's a great calamity that befalls, you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So this is a great calamity. This is how we perceive the affair of the Allah. And we say, let's go. For I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, whoever recites the Quran, then let him ask Allah by it. Verily, there will come a people who recite the Quran and ask the people by it. Qala Muhammad ibn al-Husayn, fi hadha balaw. لما تدبره واتقى الله وأجل القرآن وصانه وباع ما يفنى بما يبقى والله الموفق. Muhammad ibn al-Husayn, he commented saying, rahimahullah, this contains a powerful message for the one who reflects upon it. And this is sufficient. For the one who reflects upon it, fears Allah, honors the Quran, safeguards it, and prefers what is everlasting over what will perish. And Allah is the one who grants success. This is sufficient. And for now, the point is that these people, they purchase this worldly life at the price of the hereafter. So we should wake up and never do that. Rather purchase the hereafter at the price of this worldly life. This is what he's saying. To sacrifice
from this worldly life in order to have a great portion in the hereafter. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll take some benefits with regards to some of these points that he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.